Over to you, Jeffrey.
That thing, you're lucky that it was just the casing on the outside. Didn't mess anything up inside.
Yes, and I mean, for somebody, you know, because they wanted the radio, well, knowing I couldn't see that, to deliberately gouge it. Because when I was told this, I started laughing. The guy said, no, I'm serious. This is the worst radio I've ever seen. And then, excuse me, I realized he was serious. And then he told me, and because if I would have known that, that's why he probably said, well, you won't get no more than 500 for it. And it's just funny, you know, you meet somebody, you know, they seem to be, you know, okay, and then you kind of think, well, you know, found another friend or something like that, and then something, well, like he fixed my meter. I paid 80 for it from this guy, VHF and UHF, or no, just VHF, and I put jumpers in, but the male part coming out of the jumper, the PL259, it was bigger around than it should be, and I didn't realize that. So when I put it in the SO239, it just spread them wide open. And when I realized I had the wrong jumpers and I took them out, then I put the right ones in, but then stuff wasn't working. And I didn't realize that I just spread them legs open. And I'd gone to him and asked him if there's something he could do to fix that. He goes, boy, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't really think there's anything to fix it. And I says, well, you know, so basically I'm thinking it's junk. And I says, well, if you want it, you can have it. He says, well, I don't know if I can get it going. By the time I got home, he goes, hey, this meter's in line and it's working really good. I said, I'll come over and get it. Oh, no, you give it to me. So if I ever run across him or, you know, within reason from where I'm at and he's at, I will hurt him still.
Now, that should have told you how much you can trust the guy first dealing with him.
Didn't know about the radio at the time. See, that's it. I didn't know. Until Sherry came in, she goes, boy, your radio's all marked up. And I thought, she's kidding me. She goes, no, I'm serious. And she's, you know, and the guy told me when he looked, he says, the top, the sides, he says, the bottom, he says, it's just like somebody deliberately gouged it. So, you know, that, wait, and I told him when I got him on 2 meter, I told him about it. He said that, I don't have $100 for these. Why? I said, why did you ever gouge it like that? He said, I wanted to mark it. It was my radio, which at the time we'd switched. So, you know, but he was trying everything and anything because he wanted that radio, but he never got it. But I ended up selling it for, $750. And the guy came from Ohio. He got it, checked it out on HF and 2 meter, and everybody says audio sounded great. So he pulled out the money, and there it went. N8RHK.
Echo 8, United Radio Victor, I'm back.
Yes, you are.
KF8, BDP, you're still here.
You change radios, Jeff?
I'm back on the 10 with you.
Okay. I mean, it sounds good, but you're not like you was on the other one.
Well, thank you very much.
Move it right there.
Oh, Wedge, you've never heard Jeff, have you, when he does Elvis imitation? Go ahead, Jeff.
You already missed it. I only do it once a day.
Thank you. Okay.
Very much. I'm getting ready for the audition. Stormy and in the what was it? And lightning. We're lightning. He's the storm.
Army and the Snowflakes.
You know, you guys, whether you realize or not, you do have an issue.
The summertime, he changes it. It goes to Stormy and Nose Nostrils and South Seas Paradise, put your blues on ice cheap at Twice the Price Band. That's what he's playing at.
And you said we had issues.
Very true.
Oh, you gotta remember, we have to keep it clean. This is not HF.
We're gonna call them the Snowflakes because they're gonna be a bunch of them gray-haired old ladies at the nursing home he plays for all the time. They're gonna be his backup singers.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
It'll be his doo-wop girls.
Remember, you're the PR manager, so you're the one that's gotta, you know, talk to them and get them off. About it.
All I'm doing is playing in a nursing home. Who knows? Someday maybe one of you guys might be in a home I play.
You better watch it. You'll be on a dating site pretty soon. Carbon dating.